Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us is Jim Little with Bayer Animal Health. Hello, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well. You are a doctor. You're a veterinarian?
Veterinarian, yes. Large animal practice for several years and now work for Bayer Animal Health.
Okay. It's the season for lice and parasites, correct? What do we need to know?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, parasites really are a year-round problem. We think about, we oftentimes think about flies, especially in the summertime, but all the insects don't go away when cold weather hits. So lice in particular like cold weather. So they're a cold weather parasite. So this time of year, when we get into the colder months, those lice really start to thrive and can cause problems. They cause production loss in cattle. And those cattle become itchy, and so they start to rub on facilities, so fences, barns, anything they can get up against. So they can also cause damage to facilities in addition to the production loss they suffer themselves.
How do we get ahead of it or stay on top of it?
Well, the important thing is to know the life cycle of the lice. And like I said, that lice really like cold weather. So it's not effective to really treat for lice when it's in the summer or even early fall. So we really want to time our treatments correctly, and that would be, let's say, focus on late fall, early winter, if we can get into November, December time. So we're really right in a good time to start thinking about treatment for lice in this time of year.
Do you treat before you see it, or do you wait until you see it?
No, actually, it's better to treat before you see the problem. That way you get ahead of it. If you wait till you see the problem, you can have already some hide damage, some hair loss from those cattle, and then also some of the structure damage can happen as well. So we try to get ahead of the game and treat before we actually see the symptoms of lice.
Anything else we should know at all here today, or any other topics we should touch on?
Well, lice treatment is very important. It's important to remember a couple things. One is, once you've treated lice, don't introduce untreated lice. And once you've treated for lice on your cattle, don't introduce untreated cattle into that same group of animals, because then you're just reintroducing new lice into that group. And most treatments will require two doses of treatment, so the insecticides we typically use for lice would require two. We do have a new product, a relatively new product, that is a one-dose treatment. It has an IGR as well as an adulticide in the product. So know the lice life cycle, know the animals you have, and also know the products you're using to treat for lice.
Is there anything specifically that works better than others, or is it all?
Well, to date, there's not been a lot of resistance documented in lice like there have been in flies to insecticides, or let's say from bacteria to antibiotics. So most products will be fairly effective if you can, again, remember not to introduce any new cattle that have been not been treated. Make sure you treat all the animals in that group. Don't miss one. Don't let one get through the chute and not be treated. They'll serve as a reservoir for the rest of the cattle to become reinfected. So those things are really important to remember, and oftentimes that's the culprit when we have failure of lice treatments. But treat appropriately if you're using a two-dose treatment, but if you're using a single dose, do the single dose, but remember all those potential failures you can have with the management.
Yeah. Very good. Jim Little with Bayer Animal Health, a veterinarian. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Eric will be back with much more Inside Agriculture right after this. Make sure you stick around.